Well, hello guys. Now you may or may not know, a person on this site called Doggett has gone to Thailand. And it sounds like he's having a whale of a time. Of course, I knew he would. Of course, it's not all fun. You have to be a little bit careful. And I'm sure he is. And of course, he's gone to Thailand to see all the temples. Well, he should at least see one. When I lived there, I went in quite a few temples. One in Chiang Mai comes to mind. They are beautiful places. I got blessed by, you know, one of those monks in the orange who threw water all over me all the time, praying or chanting something. It was to wish us good luck in our relationship with this femun who actually had made a donation to have this done. And afterwards, we were both covered in water and wet. And I kind of wondered to myself, hell, did I just get married or what? Luckily, it was just a blessing. Of course, there's not many of us left who are original on this site of MGTOW TV. But there still are some people. Now, I'm not sure, but I bet you Doggett has noticed one real big thing. This is what I noticed when I was in Thailand. Well, you know the Western and European femons. When they're walking along the street, they're so goddamn entitled, aren't they? You need permission to talk to them. You better just sort of kneel when they walk by. And what do they look like? Well, they're quite overweight, usually. Far too much makeup. Tats all over them. Even if you take all the makeup and everything else, they're still not that attractive at all. And they're so far up their own asses. The arrogance just oozes off of them. They're as obnoxious as hell. Of course, in contrast, in Thailand, you have a Thai femon who doesn't walk with this entitlement. She's generally quite petite, very feminine, quite attractive. Not tons of makeup all over them. And the biggest thing, of course, is they're approachable. They will talk with you quite naturally, like just talking to any other person. And they will talk with you with some respect, so you talk to them with some respect. It seems so, well, natural. At least for me, that was the biggest thing I noticed. And Thai femons are very feminine because they realize that is their strength. You can talk to a Thai femon, even though in comparison, she looks like a goddess compared to the Western and European femons. And I wonder if Doggett has actually noticed that yet. And of course, once you notice that, you realize how hateful and vile the Western and European femons have really become. Have a good time there, Doggett. Hope you tried a Leo beer. It's a bit cheaper. It's quite nice. Red label. Sawasdee krap.